One of the greatest mysteries on Earth is the statues on Easter Island. The island is one of the most remote places on Earth, located in the southern Pacific Ocean. It was almost uninhabited when it was discovered on Easter Day in 1722 by a Dutch captain, but it is covered with hundreds of giant statues, each weighing several tons, and some standing more than 30 feet tall. Who carved these statues, and how and why were they put there? Nobody knows the answer for sure, but many are trying to find out. There are many theories to explain this mystery. It has even been suggested that space aliens may have played a role regarding these giant statues. Another theory relates to the fact that Easter Island was inhabited by Polynesian seafarers who traveled thousands of miles in their canoes, guided by the stars, the color of sky and the sun, the shapes of clouds, and the presence of birds making flights out to sea seeking food. The Polynesians first arrived on the island in 400 AD. However, the ocean currents which carried them there would not take them back. They were trapped and, having arrived there, could not leave. The Polynesians probably carved the statues themselves, perhaps as religious symbols. To date, 887 statues have been discovered on the island. However, only a few statues were carried to their intended destination. The rest were abandoned along the way. The statues appear to have been carved out of the top edge of the walls of a volcano on the island. After a statue was carved, it may have been rolled or dragged down to the base of the volcano. Then it was put upright, and ropes were tied around it. Using a pulley system, the statue was moved to its intended destination. At its peak, the population of Easter Island is believed to have reached 11,000. Eventually, the resources of the island were exhausted, and the people resorted to cannibalism, eating one another. Work on the statues stopped, and the statues were knocked over. When the first Europeans finally arrived on the island, most of the people had died out. When and by whom was the island discovered? Who are mentioned in the passage as possible builders of the statues? What is true of the Polynesians on the island according to the passage? How many statues were carried to their intended destination? Which of the following would be the most suitable title for the passage?